And finally, over the past decade, global asthma management has changed significantly. The older approach, which relied heavily on quick relief, has increasingly been replaced by anti-inflammatory treatment using inhaled corticosteroids. The shift is based on a clearer understanding that asthma is a chronic inflammatory condition rather than a short-term breathing disorder. Without controlling inflammation, specialists say patients remain vulnerable to severe attacks, even when symptoms appear mild. Dr. Patricia Alupo, a physician and respiratory researcher at Makerere University Lung Institute, says the current global guidelines no longer support the use of reliever medication alone.
The more we keep using this short-acting beta agonist, our airways become more sensitized and therefore are more prone to getting more triggered and getting more attacks, and then also not responding as well to the asthma medication. So it's you're apparently doing harm to the lungs when you're only using the salbutamol. And then also, SABA overuse is associated with increased exacerbations and mortality. And usually when we start patients on SABAs, it trains them to regard it as their primary. It's hard for them to consider another treatment. They feel like that is the backbone and that is their primary asthma treatment, which is not good, such that even when you introduce inhaled corticosteroids at a later point, they are likely not to adhere to it and be more attached to the SABA. And that is why we recommend against starting patients on only SABAs and that we should desist from it. That we need to increase accessibility and availability of inhaled corticosteroids to all levels of care if we are to control the burden of asthma and reduce the death that is being brought about by this disease combination.